Ready.
Okay, well, everybody, hello, nice to meet you. This will be our first attempt at our podcast, Runners Like Us, a place for the everyday runner to share their journeys, triumphs, and their passion for all things running, and a look into their everyday life. Yeah.
Here
Heck
we
yeah.
are.
Yeah, so I guess we'll start out with some introductions. Michelle, would you like to go first?
Sure, my name's Michelle. I live in Arvada, Colorado, and I love running. So, yeah, found Jason, and here we are. Jason, you want to tell them where you are?
I'm in Texas, if you can't tell by the cowboy hat. This is normal for me. But no, yeah, I'm in Texas, Belton, Texas, about an hour outside of Austin. I love running, too. You know, I kind of gravitated towards it a couple years ago. Where it just, first it was just a challenge, and then now it became something more. You know what I'm saying? I love it. I love just challenging myself and everything. So, yeah. Yeah, here we are now. Now we're just talking about it.
Yep. I know. I'm excited. I'm super excited to be here with you. Jason and I met kind of, you know, through the socials, but through a friend. And he doesn't think this is true, but he did convince me to do the Leadville Heavy Half. And so we did start that together. And it was a challenge and it was amazing. And from there, we just keep in touch and talk about running and cheer each other on and talk about our wins and losses.
Yes, yes, definitely important. And yeah, I'm not gonna lie, that was life changing. That was a life changing thing. And it was crazy because, like, you was like, oh yeah, I'll do it with you. I was like, is she for real? And then, we actually went through the whole process. You know what I'm saying? I met you first time in Leadville or in Colorado, drove up to Leadville. You know what I'm saying? It was great to be around you and your husband and just the environment. It was just so motivating. I almost moved there. I ain't tell you that, but I almost moved there.
Oh, man. I mean, that would have been fun. We could actually run together instead of watching each other run in different states.
Yeah. Yeah. But Leadville was definitely life changing. And I think it put me on a path where it's just, I'm more invested in it, you know what I'm saying? More than just running, it's so much more that goes into it. So, and now, yeah, now we're in this safe place to share, you know, like our stories and I guess our triumphs, our journeys and everything. And I just bring it full circle.
Yeah, it's super exciting. We wanted to try this. We want to bring guests on and have them share their stories. And we've met a lot of people through running. And I don't know, it's fun to have like-minded people that like to talk about it all the time, too. So, you know, I mean, I don't know about your girlfriend, but my husband, sometimes it's a little much. So, you know, it's good to have friends that you can talk about it with all the time.
Yeah. I have news about running. It's crazy. But yeah, no, it can be a much. It can be much sometimes. So
yeah, for sure. Why don't you tell us?
Okay.
We're just gonna jump ahead now. We'll get back to other things, but why don't you tell us what you've done with starting challenges and bringing people together?
It's a backstory, but I'll sum it up and everything. So I've always done challenges more like with like the military group because like I see them every day. So it's easier to motivate in person and then, of course, you know, talk junk online and everything. But specifically last month, you know, I was like, you know what? Let's just add everybody, you know, that you usually run with every day, like, you know, like yourself, like great runners like that, your coach. You know, some other runners in the runner community that we share. And I was like, you know, let's see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Let's see if they competitive. And yeah, they bring a different energy. You know what I'm saying? And everybody comes from like a different walk of life. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, it's amazing to see how far people could go. And then at the end of it, together, what we did together.
Yeah.
I'm trying like halfway. I think the halfway mark of the month. I'm looking at like everybody's mileage, you know, because I check at least 7 times a day. But I'm like, man, I think we was almost over 1,000 miles collectively halfway through the month.
Yeah.
And people was putting in miles and it was just motivating to see. And you have a chance to just motivate other runners. Is it? Yeah. I think it was the best part versus, you know, like going through the competition, really. or be a competitor. That was the best part. What was it like for you?
It was pretty cool. I was super surprised that I mean, because I feel like I'm not a competitive person, but then like it creeps up on you because you're like, well, they just passed me again. Now I got to go try to run 7 more miles, to get ahead. Or, but it was just for me, almost not even just the competition. It was seeing what these other people, you included. I mean, I was like blown away. I mean, the top people were over 300 miles for the month of March. We ended up calling it March Madness Miles, which is just fitting because, basketball's madness during that time. But it was like I was just like more I was so stoked and I was just like rooting on everyone else eventually, and then I'm like, okay, wait, maybe I can actually get to a certain point, like you mentioned, I do work with a coach, and so I didn't want to really go outside of that box and and keep with my training too. So it was special though. It was really, really cool. And then others wanted to join, which I think is great too.
No, it was amazing. It definitely was amazing. I felt like we grew closer, definitely following like last month. And I guess we'll see it uncovered this month. Just like, we got some buddy runs coming up with, people from that group and everything.
Oh,
Just
cool. Yeah.
it's exciting. It's so exciting, you know what I'm saying? And you see the turnout this month, which is crazy. I don't know, like 33% of the people in there, but they came because like they was invited and probably like promoted, like you will be pushed. You will be held accountable, you know what I'm saying? You will be challenged. So come on out. And that's the way I promoted when I added like, additional people myself. It's like you're gonna be challenged. You know what I'm saying? It's tough love, you know what I'm saying? If you get passed, hey, what are you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? What's your response? But it's just friendly competition. So
For sure. And it's funny too. I was thinking about it today because, we started over, and it's like running a mile isn't as fast as driving a car, so it takes some time to build those up. So I think that was, part of it is that it was a it's We have to work on our time management and figure out, when we get our runs. And I know you and I are early morning runners. There's people that can run at lunch or run after work, but our style is to see the sunrise. So, I think that's another part of it too, but it's just so cool, to bring people together, the friendly competition.
It definitely was a good time. And I'm not gonna lie, there was some days I probably didn't sleep. I'm not gonna lie, because like with the other runners, like the time zones are different. So like at that time, I'm 2 hours ahead. So I'm like, man, I gotta play this right. I'll run because I get home like 6:30, 7. I gotta wind down, prep for the next day. So I probably don't get on a treadie until, I don't know, 8, 9. You know what I'm saying? So my nightly goal is always to get at least like 30 minutes. And it's a battle. Now you work during the day, so it's like you gotta get your mind right. You know what I'm saying? Knock out your tasks first, so you don't feel overwhelmed because you really just want to focus on running. You want to be present. Tough. It's definitely tough.
I mean, you were definitely doing 2 days, if not more.
Love of the game. I don't like to lose. But that was pushed by y'all, though. I'm not gonna lie. It was definitely pushed.
Yeah, that was cool. It was cool too. I mean, because you actually invited me to do it in February 1st, the first time, and then it continued to March, and that's when we found a few extra bodies, and then but then people were asking about, I mean, I people reached out to me about it, so adding them in was fun. Someone wanted to, like you said, be held accountable for their miles. They have a race coming up, and then it's just fun to have other people join that are also training for things. And because it's not only like about, the competition, but also for yourself. Like for me, it was so cool to see how many miles I could run in a month. I've
Yeah,
never thought about that.
you killed it too. It was good to see. I'm not gonna
Yeah.
lie. It was good to see and
Do you want
hear.
to tell them what your mileage was?
Nah.
No, he's humble.
Nah, no, nah. But I do. I can't wait to have, the actual winner on here. I want her
All
to
right.
make me like, cause like, and she'll tell you she's the non-typical runner. That's what she told me before the month started. I'm like, what does that mean? I know what it means now. Like,
Yeah.
she, like no off days. And but it's like I'm not gonna give her a story away. But I'm motivated to hear what she has to say, cause like, she has a full life, a full family.
Wow.
Working 2 to 3 jobs and everything. And she said like running is her escape. And
Yeah.
I really want to hear that story. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of people will be blessed to hear that story.
Yeah.
So can't wait for that day to happen. She explained it to everybody. So I'm not gonna steal her thunder or anything, but I think that will be a story for everybody for sure.
Yeah. I'm super excited to meet her as well. She's freaking boss. I mean, she crushed it. Super impressed, yeah. So, well, that's leading into also, this is our first time recording our podcast. We do want to have guests that are people just like us, and just to hear their stories, what their motivations are, how they started running, and also like what they do in their everyday lives too. So it'll be nice to find some of those people, and share this new journey together.
Man, there's so many stories out there. I can't wait to hear them all. I
Yeah, I
can't
know.
wait to
It's
love to hear
yeah. I don't know about
most
you.
of
I mean, I listen to other podcasts too, and it's fun to listen to what other people bring,
them. I agree. Whew, I'm excited. Heck yeah.
Cool. Well,
Hey, I think we're good. I think
all right.
we're good. That
I
was
love it. But I hope you enjoyed our first podcast, and we look forward to you listening next time.
Yes. See you soon.